Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
So I think the most important thing is to find out who they are. You know, what I've taught my kids is that they need to know who they are first and foremost, so then they are not influenced by anyone else. And and so they live their life their own way.
This is the 45045 chapter, where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we'll listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalker.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Body, My Story project. And today we're having Xenia, and while she's sitting in a makeup chair and having her makeup done, I'll be asking her a few questions. Hi, Xenia.
Hi.
And let's start and tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm 55 years old. I have two sons. One is 22 and the other is 31. I was born in Manila, Philippines. I left when I was 9. We lived in Rabaul for 6 years because my parents were contract teachers there. And
where did you go?
Rabaul, Papua New Guinea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you lived there 9 years.
6 years.
6 years.
Six mm-hmm. years. And so that was until 1982. And in 1982, we came here to Sydney, Australia. And I've been here since then.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So what are you most passionate about?
Okay. So I'm most passionate about... I know there's a word called deconditioning. It's deconditioning myself of all the rules and obligations and beliefs and values that really don't belong to me. So it's basically making sure that I live my life my own way. Mm. So that's why at the moment I'm currently working on developing workshops for our business. So I can pass on whatever skills and processes I've learned to help people do the same thing for themselves if they want to.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So what is this business name? Oh,
well, the business name is The Evolving Bee. Mm-hmm. And we're currently, we're just at the start of the business. Mm-hmm. So doing the website and everything like that. But yeah, hoping to launch it mid-July, like mm-hmm. the financial year, the beginning of the financial year.
Okay, perfect. And so what's the main idea of that business?
Oh, the main idea of the business is to basically, so it's called The Evolving Being because we are all evolving, as mm-hmm. in there's no such thing as finding an end goal in mm-hmm. in life kind of thing, and we're constantly changing. And so it's teaching people how to firstly mm-hmm. get to know who they are, as in how they live their life and how they do things, and to really make sure that that is how they want to do their life. And mm-hmm. it's not because their parents wanted them to be this way or they think this is how society wants them to be. So it's really teaching people to really live their life.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
That's really what it nice is. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that with age we change, mm-hmm. but what positive changes have you experienced so far?
I think one word, and it's wisdom. Because with being here on Earth for 55 years, I've come to know a lot. and as well as experiencing a lot. So, you know, that is what where wisdom comes from, because you've got to know about something first until you actually get to live it, then it's not a felt sense in your body.
Yeah. So yeah. And what does it give you?
Wisdom. Oh, so it in some ways it gives me, it's like the hindsight. So, you know, if something challenging occurs in my life now, mm-hmm. I have the insight and as to what to do, mm-hmm. like how to go about, you know, what choices to make, mm-hmm. and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're more confident in your choices and the way you solve or approach
some
issues or problems. Or,
yeah.
And what is the biggest challenge at the moment for you?
That's menopause.
Our favorite word.
Favorite word. But not a lot of people actually want to talk about it. And I've found that even GPs, it's like you go to a GP and they say, oh, you know, that's it. You know, that's what life's all about. And it's almost like there's a full stop. Well, that's it. You know, you've got to live it like that. And I actually have gone to so many different health providers. I even went to an Ayurvedic doctor, and she actually gave me a really fantastic explanation of what it's like to be menopausal. And that's, she said, it's like losing your parents as a child, because, you know, when you're a child, you rely on your parents to protect you, to feed you, to shelter you, and all these things. And if you lose it, it's like, oh, you know, what now? And so she said that's basically the same. It's like having to live your life without your parents. And you're like, oh, my God.
Okay, this is a positive view. So what shall we do about it, according her?
I've done so many researches into how to alleviate the symptoms, and I think it's what do you call it? It's an individual choice, because some women, they want to go through HRT, some want to go natural. So I think it's an individual choice, and I think, you know, even women need to talk about it. It's like it's not a taboo subject. I think it's got to be. Really, I think it's got to be spoken about. So,
I agree completely.
Yeah.
So, let's move to more pleasant things. What is your greatest accomplishment so far?
I think my greatest accomplishment is raising my two boys to, like, really know who they are and to live their life in their own terms, so that, you know, they're not, it's like, you know, they're not, what do you call it, influenced by society. Mm-hmm. They're not influenced by whoever. And sometimes, you know, even I suggest something and they don't really want to hear about it. They just want to do it in their own way. And I just need to get out of their way, basically, and live their own life.
And but it's hard. I know. I know how hard it is to stop yourself.
I know, and it's sometimes I say, you know, I say, at least listen to me, because I've lived this life, and you know, and I'm just suggesting, and it's up to you to take it up, listen to it, and take it up. So yeah.
So, let's think of, imagine that you could travel in time and you could go back and meet your 30-year-old self. What advice would you give her?
I would tell her that she is a strong, courageous and badass woman, and that she deserves to be loved as she loves. Because, you know, all my life I had this you know, because of being told by parents and relatives that I'm a very hard-headed person or strong-willed or stubborn. And I used to view it as something negative about myself, but now it's like, you know, I am so proud that I am strong-willed because it has made me live my life my own way. And yeah, so that's my thing. Live your life.
That's a really nice one. Yeah. And what advice would you give younger women who will eventually undergo the age changes?
Yeah.
And reach the age we are now.
Yeah. So I think the most important thing is to find out who they are. You know, what I've taught my kids is that they need to know who they are first and foremost. So then they are not influenced by anyone else. And and so they live their life their own way. Mm. I think that's the most important thing.
It's for me, it sounds like a theme of this interview. Is it like Frank Sinatra song? I did it my way.
Yeah, I did it my way. That's it. That's right.
So, if we would talk about body image and the idea of a perfect body image, where do you think this idea comes from, and what is it for you, your perfect body?
I think social media has a lot to do with, influencing women as to what a perfect body image is, which I don't think is quite realistic because we all have different metabolisms and we age and our body will do what it needs to do. So I think for me, if you're going to ask about perfect body image, I think, I don't know, whatever body you have when you eat healthily, and when I say eat healthily, you're not depriving yourself of food, you really love eating, and whatever type of body that takes you, I think that's where your perfect body is.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And what does it mean to you, feeling good and looking good? What comes first for you?
Oh, definitely feeling good. Mm-hmm. I think you have to feel good inside first before you even look good because, I can wear a designer clothing. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel good inside of me, someone else is wearing the same clothes, but they feel really good about themselves, it will look so much better on them than me. So feeling good is the most important thing.
And what makes you feel the most beautiful?
Oh, I have this thing. So I feel the most beautiful when I'm in a state of full acceptance of who I am and where I'm at. Mm. Yeah.
I can relate. Yeah. I have like tears coming. And my last question is, do you have any favorite quote about being a woman?
Yes. My favorite quote is, and I don't know who said it. I just saw it somewhere. But it's, I am woman. I bend, I don't break.
Yeah. The great one.
Yes.
Thank you, Zinia. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and for joining our project. I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalkout.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalkout.com.